One project that has recently come up is related to headdresses, eagle feather headdresses. And, you know, I think an eagle feather headdress is a really iconic image. You see it on a lot of pop cultural products. We have this exhibit, Americans, at the museum right now that focuses on this. And what's really interesting about eagle feather headdresses in the plains regions is that while they may look similar and are similarly constructed, each community, each tribe has its own unique usage and relationship with these really important items. And so in working on the Americans exhibit, we were working with both the Lakota and the Northern Cheyenne, and in particular, working on the possible selection of a Northern Cheyenne headdress for the exhibition, I was able to work with a gentleman by the name of Conrad Fisher, who at the time was the vice president of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, but who had been the tribal historic preservation officer for like a decade for the tribe prior. And Conrad was very obviously, as the vice president, engaged in all aspects of the tribe's business with the federal government, and he has had a lot of experience in those realms. So what's really interesting, I think, from a museum standpoint, is that in working with tribes, they're used to working with the federal government on a whole host of issues: health, land, water, resource rights. And cultural heritage is another realm of that. So we look at ourselves as something distinct and separate. However, for him, we were part of this kind of negotiation, again, of another item that was extracted. So we had some really good discussions prior to him coming to work with us at the Cultural Resources Center. But when he got there, he was very intent on not letting the relationship or the process go forward until there really was established trust and intention. The intentions were really well articulated, and he was able to kind of see what the nature of the relationship was really going to be. And so those were some really honest and really challenging conversations, maybe the most challenging that I've had in my time here at the museum, but also probably the best conversations that I've had, because we were able to really face some of the very difficult and challenging kind of elephant in the room questions about the nature of the relationship, even before we started talking about the items themselves. So that kind of set a really important tone, I think, for the nature of that relationship. And moving forward, I think having equity in those types of relationships can be challenging. And unless you have these really hard conversations, there really is an equity until you address some of these inherent imbalances of museum collections and communities. You can't really move forward in an honest way.